Sure.
I think everything's ready.
Awesome.
Are you guys ready?
Ready. I'm good.
Okay. Well, I'll play a song then. Should I see if I have paperback writer?
Maybe you should. And then Ian can start in on the chocolate wasted.
Right.
Paperback writer.
Chocolate wasted.
High school reunion.
2011 intro song.
Yeah.
Although it's in stereo, it's gonna sound real fucked up coming back in later.
I know.
All right, everybody. Welcome to our special reunion show.
Yes.
I have sitting... Oh, I just completely stopped that.
You stopped it at the critical moment where we had a theme song for this show, but now it's fucked up, so you can't do it.
I'm pretty sure that they already got it from the first time you set it into it.
Okay.
I think that... I always do that, and I think it's because I'm drunk, but this time I'm not actually drunk, so I don't know what to do.
You just don't know what happened.
What is it, like 5 p.m.? There's a strong possibility that I am still drunk from yesterday.
Yeah, so you guys were at a...
Should probably introduce who's here
now. Yeah. Ian's across from me.
Hello.
Tasha's to the side again.
I do like being in between the both of you.
Ew.
It's nice.
Hot.
I'm all fucked up because I cleaned my bathroom today, and I think I mixed some things that are not supposed to mix. And so work went amazingly fast.
It just flew by in a haze of ammonia.
It was amazing. Oh, I think, man. I might be into that autoerotic thing because I was really happy and oxygen starved.
So you didn't try beating off while you were cleaning your bathroom just to see?
No, that's a good idea, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm frightened.
I'm going to put that on my summer list. Okay.
Oh, man.
So to introduce why you guys are here today,
because
there's a special reason, I brought a song that I heard. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this song before.
Okay.
But it really, I think, sums up the experience of high school.
Oh,
it really
worst
makes
song
me feel,
ever.
Oh,
oh
man.
God.
Makes me feel feelings about things, high school related.
Yeah. I think that there's a strong possibility they played this song last night.
No, they didn't. But you know what they played that's even more cheesy than this?
Right.
The song from the, what is it?
Club?
Breakfast Club. It was, Don't You Forget About Me.
Yeah, but that's an okay song. As a song, it's all
right. Right.
I don't, you know.
But as
whatever.
A song, when you're trying to jam out, it's not your go-to.
Yeah, it's not my danciest.
And I'll also say it doesn't feel generationally appropriate. Like, that would have been fine if we had graduated, you know, 2 decades earlier.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Everything about 2001, and they had a list about popular artists from 2001.
Wait, I'm sorry, it wasn't the Breakfast Club song, it was I Had the Time of My Life.
You know, honestly, though, they did play the Black Eyed Peas version, and that's like a 2010 or 2011 song, so they did play the updated version of
it. Yeah, but...
Now, hold on.
Fair enough.
You guys went to your 10-year reunion this weekend.
Yes.
Right.
We are not old enough to have a 10-year reunion. Like, I'm not going to lie, I did not feel prepared for this at all.
I believe the March of Time disagrees, but sure, I see where
March
you're
March of Time
from.
Be damned. I'm not old enough for this shite.
Right.
So for everyone at home, I think how we should probably go about this is, let's start from chronological.
Okay.
Time.
From the beginning.
Time starts at the beginning.
All right.
So this was a two-night affair.
Yes.
Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
Is Friday exciting at all, or should we just skip Friday?
I guess I'll start off by saying, I'll start at the very beginning, which for me was at 4 a.m, because where I've relocated to in Arizona on Friday.
Okay.
All right. So where I've relocated to in Arizona is very far from the airport, as you've realized.
Yeah. I took a long, nice ride with Reed, the shuttle driver, who kept telling me that driving a shuttle is the way to meet babes.
Yeah.
And... the boss himself, Bruce Springsteen.
Okay. Well, I had to take the shuttle as well. I did not have Reed, and I didn't have my own shuttle.
Oh.
But my stay started at 4 a.m., so it was a long day of traveling before the sun came up to get there.
Right.
But then we got there in the evening. We got to Fridays that was at a small, sort of chainy Mexican restaurant, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Not very good.
You can just say the name of it. What are they going to revoke their sponsorship?
Oh, it was like Coyotes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't like that place.
But fuck Ian that. Got there before I did. I had to work the last 3 days at a giant convention.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order for me not to go, it was not Comic-Con.
No.
But it had a strong level of nerd as well.
I think con is short for nerd somehow.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure because that's the only people who go and people who work there.
It's true. I was one of those people who was working there.
Yeah.
And so what was so crazy about it, though, is that in order for me, we got done about 3 o'clock, right? Maybe like 2 o'clock. Mm. And in order for me not to go back to work, we had to just sit there together and mass drink. So that's exactly what we did. In order for us not to have to go and do other things, we just sat there and drank.
Right.
And then I had to ride my bike all the way to go get my car that was in the shop and then drive up here. So literally, I'm driving up here on the phone with a friend like, you should probably stay on the phone with me because I've been drinking for the last 4 hours.
Yeah, and they could help guide you.
Somehow.
You could point the phone at the road and tell you how you're doing.
It at least just made me feel better that if I went down, someone would be there to, you know.
I know what you mean. You wouldn't just get arrested and it's like, well, and then you disappear forever.
Yeah.
Somehow you just vanish.
Good thing we got jail bars over the ditch, because that's right. Our new spot for you.
By the time I made it to Coyotes, Ian was 1 or 2 giant beers deep.
I'd say, yeah, about... I was one beer in, and then I had my second one going.
So you were feeling okay.
Yeah, I was well lubricated.
Now, were you there alone? Did you meet other people
there? I was there with a mutual friend, who we'll just call her by her real name.
Yes,
Tangier. All right.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll just say every name is a fake name.
Fair enough.
People will probably pick up on Tangier being a real name if we're being serious, but just start with that.
All right. Well, some names are a little bit more obvious to be as fake names. So.
Right.
All right. But I was there with her. Like, our original plan was that Tasha would come down, we would meet at her house, and I'll ride bicycles down to Coyotes.
Okay.
So that way no one would really have to drive drunk.
Sure. Just bike drunk.
Exactly. Which is much safer, and we'll get to that later.
Are you going to stab him with that pen, or are you just...
I'm fiddling.
Yeah. Okay. She's fiddling with it toward my eye.
I'm not going to lie to you, and I say that I'm not at best form right now.
They both got here. They're wearing their sunglasses, and they get out of the car, and they both have that frog voice that, like, you know.
Where yeah, it sounds I sound like a 3-pack-a-day smoker.
Yeah.
Or a stripper.
It's nice on the radio, but...
Yeah, it works well, but
I don't know if
in
it's
real
an everyday
life.
Thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, our original plan was we would all meet up at Tasha's brother's house, ride bicycles there. Tasha was running a bit late, as she described.
And drunk. And drunken. Well, also, so not as late.
Yeah, but sufficiently late enough for
that
us.
They wouldn't have wanted to wait for me.
Right. Sure. Like, because I didn't know when you were coming, like if it was going to be 8, like it started at 7, I didn't know if you would be here at 8 or 8:30.
I kind of pissed around a little bit dropping off my dog. I could have made it there a little earlier, but you know, I was being drunk. But so.
I'm a Leitenheimer as well. I identify. There's always something comes up where I'm supposed to be at work and then all of a sudden I'm thinking like, why is this cowboy hat in my living room? This cannot just sit in here while I'm at work. I better put this away first. You know? Or some bullshit like that always happens. Now seems like a great time to change my windshield wiper.
Right.
Like just 3 minutes before I have to leave. I can't possibly imagine it would take longer than that.
But somehow when you have an infinite free day, like you have a Sunday off, you're never like, I'm going to change my windshield wipers, place this cowboy hat. It's always like, well, I have disc 3 of Psych.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to watch that.
You're going to watch the 2 best movies you have in your Indiana Jones collection.
Right.
So you're going to watch The Crystal Skull twice.
Oh, threw it out there.
Take that.
So anyway, so on Friday night.
But just to clarify what our original plan fell through again.
Okay.
Because all the Tangier's bikes were broken. So
how many bikes does she have?
Her father. These are her father's bikes, and he has a lot. And they weren't broken, but they're road bikes. So you need a valve stem adapter, and she couldn't find a valve stem adapter, so she's like, fuck it, we'll just drive. So they drove over there. But here is the main difference between Tangier and I, and I've explained this a couple of times today, actually, when we had brunch, is that when Tangier gets to the chocolate wasted point, she says, all right, peace, I'm out.
Okay.
Done. I get the chocolate wasted, and I'm like, woo, let's dance on tables, kick it up about 10 notches.
All right,
this
probably
is the first time
the
I've heard
chocolate
the
wasted.
Term chocolate wasted.
Seriously?
Besides when I first got here, and I wasn't sure if that meant an ice cream cone fell on the ground or a non-white person was drinking too much. I had my suspicions.
You know, I had the same question, and I wondered if chocolate wasted was, you know, unique to certain people or if it's a universal thing. And I've learned it is universal.
Okay, yes. So
Ian looked it up on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, this is a real thing.
Yeah. It is a real thing. You must watch the movie Grown Ups with Adam Sandler and Chris Rock.
I'm guessing.
Yes. And so they were talking at this dinner table, you know, everybody together, children and friends alike. And they're like, oh, yeah, that one day when we were so wasted, ma. And the little girl's like, what's wasted? And Adam Sandler explains it as, oh, that's when you eat too much ice cream. And she's like, I want to get chocolate wasted.
Okay.
Right. And so chocolate wasted since has become a way to describe being very drunk.
I believe that it's been hyped up because of my brother.
Right.
Is single-handedly promoting the term.
My brother is single-handedly promoting the term chocolate wasted.
It is on Urban Dictionary, so maybe he did write the Urban Dictionary entry for it, but
I doubt that much.
But it's there.
Yes,
so
and he uses it a lot.
I like it. Okay.
All right.
So Tangier gets chocolate wasted and goes home.
Yes.
You get chocolate wasted and then
and Ian has to call my brother to come get us so that we can go home.
Okay. So you're at Coyote's.
Right.
You're already maybe a Vanilla Bean wasted somewhere on the way.
We're more like TCBY wasted.
We're Froyo wasted.
A little Dolce de Leche wasted.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well,
you got
well, basically, like, when we got there, it was a smaller gathering, and it felt like there was a certain class of people there. And I don't mean class, like, as in nice people. Like, class as in the wealthy.
You mean
like
class of 2001!
No.
Socioeconomic class.
Right. Like, it was sort of the wealth, like, the scions of wealth were
Richards.
There. Right, the Richards.
Okay.
Oh, is this what we call them?
Yes.
Awesome. Right. I mean, I know Travis's and I know Chad's, but I didn't know about Richards.
We're learning a lot on this. This is a very vocabulary-laden show.
I feel like if we made a pop culture team, we could do pretty well.
And there's going to be more vocabulary to come, folks, so stay tuned.
Oh, good.
But
so the Richards are there and you're there.
Yeah, it's sort of the Richards, and I walk in and I realize, I feel like, Tangier and I kind of look around like, we are the poorest people here.
Now, how did you know they were Richards?
Well, all of them were wearing like khaki pants and a polo shirt or like a button up or, you know, and everybody was wearing shades of beige or light, subtle colors. And in walks Ian.
Yes.
And a new white tee, some jeans that I gave him that were in someone else's floor. And, well, a shirt that I'm pretty sure you got from the Salvation Army.
No, I did not get it from the Salvation Army.
Goodwill.
No.
Ark.
No.
It's a friend's house.
It's a smaller thrift store in Arizona, but yes, it was from a thrift store.
In the spirit of the Salvation Army.
Right.
What was this shirt? I mean, was it?
It's this sort of red shirt. It's button
maroon.
Up. It's maroon.
Maroon.
All right. Okay, here's the thing. It's a maroon short-sleeved button-up. But he didn't have it buttoned up. He had it all the way open. Had he just had like maybe two buttons done, it would have made it better. But what's funny is that when, so I called him out on said shirt when I got there.
Sure.
And then my brother picks us up later in the night and he comments on the shirt too. He's like, what the fuck is that shirt? That's what you decided to wear? How is that going to make a good impression on anybody?
To be fair, I think your brother went with more that it looked gay rather than it looked bad. You know.
Yeah, it didn't look bad, but you did. You looked like you came out of the birdcage.
Now, wait, I thought gay was good.
Certain metrosexual gay is good, but this is just like...
This is much more flaming over the rainbow kind of thing.
Nathan Lane.
Right.
Yes.
And I feel like it was, I'll say it was a bit colorful, but in a sea of beige, it's not like anything. If I had come in with a shirt that was, say, I don't know, blue, I would have been like overly colorful.
Yes, as well.
I'm
going to
assume then that it was a little colorful, and then in the context, way too colorful.
Yes.
Was part of the problem.
I can't really talk. You know, I shouldn't talk so much shit other than the fact that Ian knows that this is how I show my love for him, is talking shit. So for me, you know, I show up and I'm wearing like sneakers and jeans and a t-shirt that I'd been drinking all day in. So I looked like a hot tranny mess myself.
Good. Okay.
And all the girls are in sundresses and people are parading off their significant other. And, my significant other look nice and
Did they? Not really.
They all looked clean.
So basically,
they look like they didn't smell bad. Like I'm pretty sure that I was offensive because I don't have any AC in my car right now.
So basically, we had the refugee from the dive bar, the refugee from the gay bar, and Tangier Bar marching into this thing.
How did she look? Okay.
Oh, she was fine. Always looks good. Yeah. She always looks good.
I mean,
yeah,
you know
what?
She's
very presentable.
She is a person who I didn't see for several years and then saw blown up gigantic on the wall of a Target because mm-hmm. she was modeling some kind of sportswear.
Yes.
Right.
So I the guess you ad. Probably look good if you look
and
like
not only that,
right?
She could look great by contrast, too, walking in with just, you know, a freaking debacle.
That's true.
Yeah.
She did pick the two scum lords and therefore like,
oh, it did.
And
looks
sort of
great.
Like, and somehow yeah. she looks great and the two of us are like, we're, you know.
This is a good plan if anyone's going to their reunion.
Yeah. Right.
Pick some.
So Tangier gets chocolate wasted and she leaves. So she's at the point where she knows that she had one drink too many, so if I leave right now I can make it home before I'm too drunk to drive.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
So she pieces out. Ian and I are like, oh yeah, we'll stay, we'll hang out, and we took a couple full class photos and then we looked at each other and we're like, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I mean we were both getting pretty lubricated. I was like, at one point, instead of giving me one large beer mug, because they'd run out of large beer mugs, they would give me two regular size beers,
two pint
and a small
glasses.
Like two pint glasses instead for the same price. So I got like a lot more beer.
That's not really fair though, because then like, you look like a fool. Well, you don't look like a fool. You just look like you're...
I look like a drunk because I'm like, I've got one beer.
You're on
got
a drunken mission here.
I realized that I was too drunk to be there when I ate everyone else's food. Like, literally, I just hopped around the bar like, oh, what? You got beans? Oh, there's a taco? What? Nachos? I'm going to put all of that in my face right now.
Now, are these people you guys knew well or just sort of knew of?
I say, like, most of them I knew vaguely. Like, you know their names. You had some idea of who they were.
Sure.
You would know them because, like, you'd gone to elementary school with them. You were in Cub Scouts with them at some point. Like, I had some relationships with some of them, like, in the distant past. But
not people you talked to.
No, not really, you know, people who are close friends or anything like that.
And one thing to remember about me is that I did freshman and sophomore year in Oregon. So I was only at Central for junior and senior year. And when I rolled into school, I realized that I am not cool.
Yeah.
Now, I would say, like... just before we get too much into shit talking, some of them are very nice people.
Oh, absolutely.
But the thing is, it was entirely the upper class.
Okay.
Like and
they weren't people that we hung out with all the time. Like, we hung out with each other, and then when we realized that we're not entertaining each other enough, that we just had to go.
Let's just put in a caveat of whatever you guys say. If someone gets pissed off about it, that was the scripted part that I invented.
Okay, good.
I like it.
And the rest of it's a true story. So whatever made you angry, if you find out and listen, that's made up.
All right, but with the ending of our evening, I do remember this, and it's worth telling when we decided, like, we gotta go, or at least I'm looking around like, I gotta go right now, is there's this guy that's talking to Tasha, and it turns out that this guy... didn't graduate with our class. He graduated in 2007.
Oh.
what was he doing there?
He was crashing someone else's reunion. He wasn't like a spouse or anything.
Was he like a brother or something?
He was just
like a friend of someone.
Yeah, he was just someone's friend. He was just crashing the sort of pre-party thing.
Brings their friend?
I don't know.
Whomever friend it was younger? Like needed a wingman or something.
But that's not a good wingman.
Especially with this sort of like smaller pre-party thing where it's, you know, you look around and it's like everyone and their significant others.
Yeah, and then you and your buddy.
Right, and it's just, and when if your buddy's walking around, you don't say like, hey, I graduated in 2007 from the same high school. You'd be like, I graduated from somewhere else.
Lie. Right. No one was going to know.
Yeah, no one's going to know.
I don't really remember this conversation.
Or you just
person.
Be like,
so what
you,
happened?
Well, basically this guy was talking with Tasha and he was trying to get her to go to another bar, like to relocate. And Tasha's kind of like, she looks like she's mulling it over.
Yeah.
She's thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this guy and this guy, like, first of all, if you're crashing a reunion or if you're someone's wingman in this circumstance, you're kind of a douche.
Right. Crashing a reunion is a horrible idea.
Yeah, it's a douche.
Unless you're driving
unless
by
you were
a school
really good
and you're
friends
like, oh,
with
fuck
that particular
it, let's go.
Class.
Yeah, but even then, it's like, if you're going to crash the reunion part that seems like just super lame.
Well, also this is
not the official reunion,
right?
This is just the sort of pre
Okay, so he's trying to relocate the action.
Right, he's trying to relocate the action. Tasha is considering this. Like, she looks like she's mulling this over. And I look at her and Tasha's looking at me like the guy like walks away to go do something else, like he sort of drunkenly wanders off. And when Tosh looks at me, I do these sort of cutting throat motion, like, let's go. Let's go now. Like, because this guy could come back and Tasha could change her mind and decide this is going to be a good idea. And this would have been a bad decision because we would have been further away from our house, less likely to get a ride home. And I'm like, let's cut
and
the cord.
We would have had to hang out with douchebags.
Right. Well, and so, yeah.
Yeah. And if it's a bad night, the last thing you want to do is be like, let's continue this in a more untenable position.
It wasn't a bad night, but I started to see like the downhill slide. Like we were at the precipice and I was like, cut this
off.
Well,
every party night has 4 or 5 moments where you can either choose to cut it off there. It's a pretty good end. Uh-huh. Or you get in deeper down the rabbit hole.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I pushed that on Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday was the rabbit hole, but Friday at this point.
So is that pretty much Friday?
That's pretty much Friday. We called her brother and got a ride home. Pretty much done.
Okay.
Friday was pleasant. Nothing terribly eventful.
All right. So, let's go to Saturday then. I don't want to hear. I want to hear unpleasant. Saturday. I don't care about
Saturday. It's a Saturday. Sorry.
Anyway, so Saturday, I think it's worth a mention that I attempted to sleep past 8 o'clock, but then here comes my brother, like knocking on my shit, like, "Hey, we got to go get your car." I'm like, "It's bitch ass early." He's like, "No, it's too hot, man. We got to go get it now before I start sweating."
He sounds like a guy in an action movie where they're like, "We can't go back or we got to go back." And he's like, "No, man, we're not going back. He's gone."
Seriously. He's like,
"It's getting hot."
He's like, "We've got to go get your car now because I'm going to start sweating and I don't want to be outside." And I'm just like, "Well, this fucking sucks for me." So, like, I literally, like, put pants on, and then we go get my car, and I'm like, "Hey, can you drive me to the Sally Beauty Supply so I can get some hair relaxer so I don't look like a wet fucking dog tomorrow at my
reunion?"
He's
wiping his brow, looking at his watch. Fuck, man, I don't know.
No, that's exactly it. Quincy's like, "No, that's on your own time. It's getting too hot. I'm not staying outside."
He's watching the thermometer slowly go up, and he's like, he's got, like, a little red zone in his mind. He's like, toast.
Yeah.
He's like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible being lowered into the quiet room, but he's looking for heat.
I
respect a human who tries to avoid the heat. It's extreme, but
I
respect it.
He lives his entire life around how many shirts he has to wear in a day, which I understand because it's like a 3-shirt hot right now.
It's hot. Right. It's horrible.
It's 3-shirt hot.
There's no reason to be outside.
No, and I'd like to point out that you have an AC in this room, and it is not currently on.
It would sound crazy.
Yeah, it would sound crazy. And also
I would have turned it on,
me.
But you guys had to be here right away.
That's all right. So anyway, my brother gets me ass bitch ass early. I go get my car. I go to the Walmart, and I'm walking around the Walmart, and I'd gotten like 75 motherfucking mosquito bites at Coyote's the night before. So I'm like standing here, and I'm like looking and just, you know, hurting. Looking at this woman like, "I need anti-itch cream." And she's like, "Oh, yeah, it's an aisle something something." And I'm like, "I need you to walk me to it so I can find it faster.
Right.
Don't fuck with me here. Right. I'm on a schedule. It's hot outside." You know? So I buy anti-itch
cream. So you're transferring your brother's anxiety about the heat to this poor Walmart employee.
Pretty much. So I make the Walmart employee walk me to the anti-itch cream.
It's summer. Thank you.
Yeah, but she's an AC in the Walmart. I should have just pitched a tent and camped in the
back.
Right.
She's
living
the good life.
Seriously. I would have rather been working. It was so hot outside. So I get here. Relaxer, and then I'm like, I'm in the line. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, look at all that beef jerky! I bet that beef jerky would taste really awesome right now." And so I legitimately bought 3 of those dollar sticks of the teriyaki beef jerky.
You know, I could say I eat a lot of beef jerky, like a surprising amount, but I'd never buy it as an impulse item. Like I'm not.
It's
standing,
right there.
I'm never standing in line.
Is this the juicy kind or the dry kind?
What's a juicy kind?
Like you open it and there's like liquid in
there. No, there's no liquid. I mean, it's like, it's not hard as rock. You know, you don't have to gum it up a little bit first.
It's more like the Slim Jim type.
No, it's not even the Slim Jim. It's jerky, but it's just like one big piece of jerky. It's not the round one. It's a flat one.
Oh, that's,
Yeah, so I bought 3 of them. And I ate one going back to the house. And then I sat there with my brother for a little while, and then he left to go to work, and I was like, "Crap, now I'm sitting here and I'm hot by myself."
Yeah.
I was sitting in a coffee shop having some coffee, reading my new issue of Harper's.
Okay.
Much more boring. Way more boring.
Well,
but pleasant.
I don't know if that's more boring than going to Walmart.
You could have come over and had some beef jerky.
But I wouldn't have been able to keep up on today's news and events.
Yeah.
Sure.
So anyway, in preparation, we make, you know, Tangier's going to come over. She's going to bring the bikes. They all work now. Mm-hmm. So
you guys are going to do bikes again.
Yeah, we're going to do bikes to avoid, well, one, because, well, our bikes are pretty kick-ass, and if we rolled up on our bikes, we'd look kind of awesome.
Yeah.
And two, because then we would hopefully not get a DUI.
Oh, which will come into play later.
Is there a part of the reunion that takes place at the school?
There is. There's a family day. And
oh,
it,
fuck that.
It was like in the common area or what was like the cafeteria.
Did you guys do that or just skip it?
Well, she was getting beef jerky, and I was drinking my coffee while this was going on.
I'd skip it too, because the last thing I want to do is be like, look at these kids that you've seen 100 times on Facebook until you were forced to block me. Because you can't, you know, you don't need to see him with different food all over. Yeah,
I
kind
of pictured like being in a gym full of screaming children. And when all this gym full of screaming children is going on like a few blocks away from where I'm drinking my coffee.
Yeah.
And I think, this is why it's awesome to not have children.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting here drinking my coffee. Totally
all right,
fine.
So you skip the friends and family.
Yes.
Skip the friends
which
and
I
family.
Approve.
Right.
Go
on. So Tangier decides she's going to get to my house about 4:30 and we're going to decide what we're going to wear. So I had brought a couple of options. Most of them were pant options, and we've already noted that it was fucking hot. So pants were out of the question.
Yeah.
I brought one skirt with me that I've never worn before because for various reasons, I just don't fucking feel like wearing this skirt. So I pretty much forced myself into it. I'm like, I'm going to only bring this one skirt, so I have to wear
it. You've purchased this skirt at some point, so now you have to wear
it at least once. Exactly.
So you backed yourself into a fashion corner for some reason.
I did. But I cannot wear this skirt while biking.
Right.
So I have to wear my giant bike satchel, which I think ups my cool level already because it's a pretty awesome satchel.
It's like you're delivering a message in New York.
It is. Right. You know, I feel pretty good. And I have to, you know, we legitimately would need to get changed. Tangier wore a skirt long enough that she could wear her bike shorts underneath it.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, she had planned fairly well for that, but
she was at home.
Yeah, she was at home. She was at home, but she did forget something rather critical at her home in Denver.
Yes.
She forgot. Now, if you're going out for a night of drinking, what are critical supplies?
My face. I don't.
Okay, your face.
My arms. I don't know.
What would you need to be able to your age or that you were you could drink
my
liquor?
My identification.
Yeah, right. So she didn't have her ID with her.
Oh, she left her wallet in Denver.
But what she had instead was she had this sort of international student discount card which had her picture on it and a copy of her birth certificate.
But here's the problem. So she had the copy of her birth certificate and left her international, you know, identification card back in the car, and we had already ridden
Christ.
6 miles downhill to get to this bar.
So she had to ride
start from? I mean,
we went to a local vodka distillery nearby, which we've already talked about on another podcast.
Yes.
So
not close.
6 miles is far.
Right.
But it was downhill.
Like,
So she invites this dude. Uh-huh. She invites this dude who I was trying to make eye contact with you, Ian. Like, legitimately, that's why I was, like, busting the gangsta lean back because I was trying to hide my face so I could be like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? He's an international one-upper. Like, no, an intellectual one-upper.
He was.
Now, here's the thing. Ian's fucking smart, okay?
Right.
And I'm a smartass. So together, we put together a pretty legitimate force.
Yeah.
And this one guy, every single thing we said, he had a one-up for it. Or he had to use a bigger vocabulary word. Or he had to be cooler about it.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to be like, you're a D-bag. Like, I wanted to be like, fuck you, man.
I think international one-upper sounds good because it's like he's internationally known.
Right.
International man of one-ups.
Yeah, he's the international man of one-ups.
So give me an example. Like, you would say something like, you know.
Okay, here's an example. Ian is like, oh, yeah, it looks like you play Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah.
And you know how Ian loves him some Ultimate Frisbee.
Like, he has this Ultimate Frisbee shirt, this league shirt on, and I'm like, oh, you play Ultimate Frisbee because you're wearing this Ultimate Frisbee league shirt.
Sounds reasonable.
Right.
And then he goes on to be like, oh, you know, I mean, we don't play that much, or we're not that good of a team, and stuff like that. And so Ian starts talking about it, and you're talking about, like, the team that you used to be on, and
like
just, like, playing in general. And then he gets all competitive with it, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, even though we're not not the best team in the league. Like, we do this and we do that and we're all, and yeah. I'm like, dude, you just got done saying you're not that fucking good. Like, why are you all awesome now?
Like, I mean, I was talking about that I used to sort of play on what would be basically a beer league in Arizona, like a beer frisbee league, where mostly you're just you're going to hang out, get drunk and meet people. Like, that's all you do.
Right.
But when I was like, yeah, I was on this Frisbee team as much more, you know, just for fun and all that. And he's like, well, you know, even though we don't play as a competitive team, we do a lot of competition.
And we won our last game.
And also our team name is Horseplay. And that means we play really hard, too. So that means we drink a lot.
You know, so you had to one up on both. We both are more serious about Frisbee and we fuck around more.
Right. Somehow
about Frisbee.
Yes, exactly. Frisbee. And that was the first thing, first conversation I've had with this guy ever.
Yeah, if you have to one up on Frisbee, it's out of hand because like what's one famous Frisbee guy? There ain't one fucking guy you can be, you know, oh, we're pretty much on the level of, you know, Pele of Frisbee.
Oh, yeah. I'll also go with this that he has a very bizarre handshake. All right, and I'll try and do this. I'll try to do this to you, and you'll have to describe what's going on. All right, so shake my hand like a normal person.
I'm putting my hand out. Oh, Jesus.
So what he does is he takes his left hand, and he sort of rotates it around and then shakes your right hand with his left hand.
Upside down.
Now, I thought, like, when he did that the first time, I thought for a second, like, this dude has got a fucked up hand. He's like Bob Dole. His arm doesn't work.
I shook a guy's hand one time. It was like a dad of a kid that I was coaching.
Awkward.
And I went to, his hand to shake. And it wasn't until I had it in my hand and I couldn't look down. But as soon as I touched it, I was like, uh-oh, something is wrong with this hand. It was all fucked up. But, you know, you don't know until you feel it. So if he had a fucked up hand, that's probably a good move.
I mean, but the thing was, his hand didn't look fucked up. He was able to pick up drinks with it. No, it was totally fine.
He
and
was
this
normal.
Guy's like, I mean, that's the thing. Is like,
oh, that's how you shake hands?
And he plays on an Ultimate Frisbee team, so he probably knows how to catch with both his hands.
Yeah, it seems like that's a really just a super douchebag thing to do right off the bat.
Can I make a prediction on this guy? Did a lot of his statements end with so dot dot dot? For example, oh, you shake hands like that? I shake hands like this, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did.
Mm-hmm,
that's
did.
The one
that's
up,
true.
But
here, I will give you this one. So I'm talking to Tangier this morning, and we were all like recapping some of the events of the evening. And I was like, yeah, so Syntex was fun. And she's like, I kind of think that Ben guy might be a little bit of a douche. And I'm like, yeah!
Thank God.
I'm so glad you came to this conclusion on your own, man. Like, how did you not realize the first fucking time you hung out with him?
And it saves you from having to say, so listen.
Yeah.
Really I needed to tell you that I did not appreciate that guy's one-upness.
Yeah.
Right.
But she also agreed that he is a one-upper and that it is awkward.
Yeah.
And we were ready for that sort of being in a high school reunion mode. Like, that's going to happen because
that's what I thought of in the first time we met him at the bike at the Fixie show. So I was already anticipating this. Mm-hmm. But I didn't call the other guy who was really cool because we were only going to be there for an hour. So, like, the fact that this dude came for only an hour, but he did come in handy because he drove Tangier back to her car to get her ID so we could actually drink.
So it was
so
a double
he did
loss.
He did come in to play on that. So if we had to deal with him for a little bit to be able to get her, you know, some booze, I'm all right with
it. All right, so you guys go to the thing, do Sharama. One upmanship international population, this guy.
But however, we were at Syntax Spirits, which I will promote. Lovely place.
Fantastic.
They're not paying
place.
Me money, so
absolutely.
I'm going to have to
no,
cut
No, they're
this
not,
out.
But it is fantastic. And I feel like we should probably like bring you some of this vodka or force you to go there.
I agree.
But I think that's pretty much what happened at Syntax, and it's best to move on to...
Let's get to the action.
Get to the reunion. We leave Syntax. We're on our bikes.
Okay.
We go to a nearby movie theater / community college space, go change in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
So that way we're not in our biking clothes and we're in sort of our normal, we're in clothes for
clothes.
Yeah. And we go in and I guess I'm trying to describe what it was like to walk in. How would you describe that?
Well, when we walk in, we see there's some people and they're kind of mulling around the bar area. There's not too many folks there. There was no one standing outside. Mm-hmm. So we walk in and there's some people that someone's mom, maybe an old teacher. Oh, I don't
know.
Yeah,
there's a few people's parents were.
Yeah, like someone's mom was working the door, right?
Oh,
so
God.
We find our name tags. And this should be noted that in order to save $10, Tangier and I registered as a couple. So it was.
Wait,
it was
you have
35,
to pay to go to your reunion?
Yes, you do. Because they were serving dinner. And you got like one free drink.
Okay.
So it was $35 for one person or $60 for a couple. So we're like, okay, we'll be a couple.
Sure.
And Jenny Heckman, being the awesome person that she was, noticed that my name was Tangier's couple. And she's like, wait, that person actually went to school with us. Mm-hmm. We'll make her name tag. So now I don't have Tangier's picture on my name tag.
Oh, good.
Right. So I was very appreciative of that.
Like she had, Jenny had figured out that basically they were doing this to save money. And yeah. She says, you know what? They're the only people who seem to have figured this one out, so good for them.
I believe she might have even mentioned that.
I mean, she beat, like, it's sort of like, you know, they beat the system, and there you go.
Hey, I'm a fan of her, too. She danced with me once at a dance.
Oh,
that's all it takes. Awesome. Yeah, like, and I'm not going to lie that I did not know that she was that awesome in high school because, well, I didn't know anyone in high school. I was not cool. But anyway, so my first impression when we walk in was, fuck, my skirt is short. That's pretty much like my second, third, and fourth thought of walking in there, being like, this should be interesting.
Oh boy.
And I will tell this story because one of the first things that I did was, you know, we made kind of like a round and then we all sort of split up and started talking to separate people. Mm-hmm. And so I started talking to this group of dudes. Mm-hmm. Dude 1, 2, or 3. And I noticed dude number 2 looking down. And I think that he's looking at how short my skirt is.
Right.
So I call him out on it. And I'm like, yeah, I know, man. The shit's pretty short.
Yeah.
I feel a little insecure about wearing this right now. So thanks a lot for fucking making it awkward
on
me.
So I'm going to take it out on you now.
And he's like, actually, I have no idea who you are. And I was looking at your name tag. And I was like, huh. Well, now you can look at the skirt. Just, you know, feel free to take a little glance. I'm going to walk away now.
Well, now that I've brought it up to everyone.
Yeah, that happened.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going well for you. Ian, now are you dressed the same?
No.
Have you selected a different outfit?
No, I selected a different outfit, okay. Which was Tasha approved.
It was Tasha approved.
What is a Tasha approved
outfit? He was wearing
outfit.
The shoes that I picked out for him.
Right. Oh, good.
But I can say I assembled the rest of the outfit on my own. Yes. By the way,
very
that
good.
Shirt is also from the same thrift store. So
I wasn't going to mention it, but, you know, okay.
You know, but hey, listen, it already got a stamp of approval.
I
once,
told you
so
you looked nice.
Right.
And you got complimented on it in front of everyone.
That's good. True. So,
yes.
Yeah,
all right.
I feel like
that evens out.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I guess mine was a bit less eventful in that way that I was talking with some people that I knew and still talk to outside of a reunion or Facebook, like
sure.
My actual friends.
Okay.
Some of them. And since we had all had these name tags and like they had brought their spouses,
mm-hmm.
So we just started trading name tags with people so I could be married to this person married to that person.
Oh, so you had some new wives?
Right, right.
Good.
And it'd be like, and we just sort of swapped them all over the place. And it was generally confusing to anybody else because they would walk up and they would see like some woman wearing my name tag, like, oh, are you married to Ian? She's like, no.
So let me get this straight.
Right.
Let's say you were married to some lady.
Uh-huh.
Her picture would be on your name tag
if she
for
didn't,
some reason?
If she didn't go to school with us, my picture would be on her name tag.
Because then they could say, ah, this is a guest
spouse
of Ian for
Ian.
Some reason.
Right, this is a guest.
They
yeah.
can't just say, hey, person.
Yeah, like.
I introduce myself like a human.
Like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
Right.
I thought it was a cute idea.
It works.
Right. Yeah.
But I would say, like, for the most part, a lot less eventful. But I kept going back, or sort of hanging around the bar, and I would see people that I did know, because I was amazed at how many people I didn't recognize from high school.
Yeah.
But I think that part of that is also...
Because they looked bad?
Well, that. But I realized I do have a strong memory of names and faces.
Uh-huh.
Somehow.
He does.
And so when someone would walk up, I'd be like, hey, blank.
Mm-hmm.
And since I remembered their name, all of a sudden I was getting a drink ticket. You know, like
they would give you
hey,
a drink.
Yeah, here's a drink ticket. I'm like, all right.
Tell our listeners the comment that you made this morning about it.
About what?
About getting free drinks.
Oh, basically, I learned what it's like to be Tasha.
Ah,
because
to go to a place and people buy you drinks and you're not.
Right, I'm not paying for
sure
any
why,
of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just like all of a sudden you're getting free booze and you're like, oh, this
sounds
is
nice
wonderful.
To be Tasha, kind of.
Yeah, like
it's not bad.
Yeah,
it's the kind
bad.
Of thing that never happens to me.
No.
You know, I as a dude, and I will say, I'll be charitable to myself, say average looking dude, That never
Now,
happens.
Ian, you listen to me right now. The entire school who showed up, so the, what, 50 people who right. came, gave Ian a superlative award.
Oh, I'm right, ready to hear about this.
This is
So
yeah.
this is the awards where the, people get most exactly. successful and most likely to
We didn't
whatever.
Have a most successful, but yeah. Tangier did get one as well. So Tangier got the award for basically has not changed a lot.
She's
so
the same.
That she looks the same.
So that's right. great and horrible.
Well, right. I think that, you know, had... She wore flip-flops, and she made a comment that, you know, had I put on heels and, you know, maybe, like, tried to do my hair if we hadn't been riding bikes, that, uh-huh. you know, I would have looked a little bit differently. Sure. But, you know, hey, more power to you, man. Like, that's pretty awesome.
You get an award. I mean, there were some other awards there that you'd be surprised. Like, I was always
yeah,
like,
what are some of
Christ.
These other...
Like, one of them was whoever traveled the furthest, and the furthest person came from Qatar.
Okay.
Like, flew into
Yeah, but
Qatar.
I call bullshit yeah. on that. If you're outside the U.S.,
right.
I want the furthest drive.
The furthest drive.
Because
okay.
whoever put the most work into showing up. Because if you're in Qatar, you could probably come home and visit family and shit.
I'm
anyway.
Sure that right. they, I mean, you wouldn't come back from Qatar if you didn't have other things to do.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's
but
not
But there
really
were some
fair.
Nice ones. They were like longest lasting couple.
Oh, who is that? How long?
There was
Since
a,
high
there
school?
Were two couples, yeah, like they I think they either got engaged or married right after high school. Mm-hmm. And
gross.
They've been
Good
together
for them,
since.
But gross.
Sure. There was somebody, like, there was obviously who has the most kids.
Oh, God.
And I think the most kids was someone who didn't show up, and she had five kids.
Yeah, something like
also
that.
Also gross.
Also gross. There was and someone then, who had the most one, recent kid.
Yeah, I had most okay. recent kid, and it was, like, 3 months old, and she looked great. Yeah. I just wanted to be, like, damn, girl, like, good for you. And you picked a fabulous outfit, too. She was the only one who could match me and whose skirt was shorter.
If you were red carpeting the thing.
Yeah, right. she looked awesome for impressed. Just having a baby 3 months ago.
It's good amazing that she, you know, when it was gutsy to wear a skirt that short, because I imagine after, like, I think she has two kids. I would imagine the vagina flaps be sort of, you know, going down a Dang. Little bit.
You know, it's not
going to
dangle out of your shorts.
You know, she's a small person, so I imagine pushing that baby out would do a lot of damage. But
Yikes, man.
Sure.
So anyway.
So she got a vaginoplasty and was looking great.
Sure.
Probably. So we get to the final awards of the night,
which
are...
Wait, well, I should say that I'm standing in the corner with a few other people, and I'm like, they're not going to call my name for anything, so I'm just going to stand here and just, you know, watch.
Sure. Yeah.
So
and right. up comes the most eligible bachelor award.
Oh man.
Yeah, so
Ian Dirk, most eligible bachelor. You should have seen his face when he was walking up there,
like,
with his jaunty walk. He was just I did not expect this, but I'm a jaunty walk
Check
myself
out
up
this
here.
Fucking eligibility, ladies.
I guess the thing is, like, if you get an award like that, it's sort of they're acknowledging that somehow you are the most single person in the room. So either you have to be like,
so that's what he called it for the rest of the night.
I hate
most
my
single.
Like, yeah,
he called himself most single person.
Well, I've had this rant teaching English classes before that eligibility is sort of equal for everyone who's single to some extent, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not dating anybody, you're equally as eligible as everyone else who's not dating anybody.
There so were some legitimately single people there, though.
Right. So being the most I don't feel like I am more actually eligible than anybody else. I'm just.
Well, I think
right.
that the most eligible bachelor is more about, this is someone who's single, but we don't know why. I think there's plenty of reasons this person, if no one wins most eligible bachelor if they're just like a complete piece of shit.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, there's a few people there who could have won, you know, that award, but yeah. you know, you've got a lot of amazing qualities.
I'm sure there's some idiot from your class in prison
yeah.
who is probably technically the most eligible.
You know, and you circulated the room. Like, I know,
right,
I realized
yeah.
that they made some of these awards prior to, or, you know, at either the thing, like learning people from Facebook and stuff,
uh-huh,
stuff
sure.
like that. But, you know, you talked to everyone who was in or out of your personal group, and, you know, you were wearing those kick-ass shoes. So this is really upping your notches, if you.
I think we learned yeah. something from you, Ian.
Okay.
You got a bunch of free drinks.
I did.
You were the most eligible bachelor.
I did.
Personality counts.
I, you
it
know,
does
I
work.
I suppose so, but I was like, as I was saying, it's like when you get this kind of award, you can either be, oh, fuck
yeah.
fuck you, and I hate you all, or you just kind of got to own it. You know, yeah. Like, I'll just, so I went
so
with.
So he owned it.
So I'm just like, I'm going to own this. You know, like, that's just the thing you got to do.
And what happened? The ladies came and they hollered.
They, yeah, it was kind of strange, like, because they all kind of came around and they're like, oh, it's so cool and it's so great you got this award. And I'm like, I didn't even, like, and you're sort of like, I didn't earn this.
Did you get to give a speech?
No, it's just like.
Would you like to now?
I don't know what I would say.
Okay. Congratulations. I hand you your award. Everyone's clapping.
If you think I'm sexy and you
I guess I'd like to thank a lot of my ex-girlfriends for being my ex-girlfriends, keeping me eligible.
Sure.
That was a lot of work. I'd like to also thank the wonderful people at Match.com and OkCupid for failing to help me find somebody.
Right.
I've tried everything and nothing has worked. So please... Please, please, I do have drink tickets. So I think that would have been, that's probably what I would have given.
I wish someone would do that for an Oscar speech. I have drink tickets.
Come
see me.
Come see me later. But the weird thing is.
That's a good award. I think that's a better award than came the furthest or whatever, or most kids. That's a horrible award.
It had a strange effect because, like, all of a sudden more girls started talking to me, like, now that I was a certified eligible bachelor. Like, everyone else who was eligible was somehow not certified, so...
Yeah, I wonder if there's a reunion where everyone is taken, so the most eligible bachelor is just whoever's relationship is going poorly.
Yeah, like,
well, of the people.
Whoever's in the marriage counseling the longest, who came in separate cars. Yeah.
Who
those
got
kinds
the
of
most eligible bachelorette?
It's a girl. Her name is Lindsay. She's lovely. She's very good looking.
Yes.
Nice person, too.
I don't know. Right. When you start with lovely.
No, she was super hot.
Yeah,
she was. She was really. She was very.
And I think that she was pretty happy about it too. Like, she, you know, took it in stride. Some of the people.
Not gonna lie. So should have been me. Boom.
Yeah. What the fuck.
Some of the people on the committee were afraid that she would have been, like, her feelings would have been hurt or something like that if she'd gotten this kind of award. But they were like, with you, Ian, you were fine. You know, like, you would have been fine.
Hey, listen,
with it,
I'm sure James Cameron's feelings were hurt when Avatar didn't win.
Exactly. But
that's what these awards are about.
Sometimes. I guess that is part of the thing with that kind of award. Either, you know, Tasha, would you have felt better had you won or not won?
Well, you know, I did get nominated for a non-award, and so that sort of made me feel
what
pretty
was that?
Good. Most likely to be in a relationship with someone at this high school reunion at the next one.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, I definitely got nominated for that non-award.
That's a complicated
non-award. It was.
Right. And I think, but as this evening has progressed, we are both getting chocolate wasted.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, part of it is like, I'm getting free drink tickets thrust in my hands. Now, there's tickets that are specific for beer and tickets that are specific for wine and then ones for mixed drinks.
Yeah.
And so you just wind up like, near the end of the night, you just have tickets coming in your hand. You're like, well, I've got this wine ticket, but I don't want to mix. But you're like, well, that's free, so there you go.
Or you have to butter up the guy behind the bar and be like, I know that this says wine, but you want to give me a margarita.
But the thing was, like, the beer ran out really quickly.
It did.
Oh.
And the wine was still around. Because
ran out?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But a lot of the, because all the guys were not drinking wine.
Right.
They were only drinking the beer.
Right.
And so I had realized one point, like, man, there's a ton of wine tickets floating around. I just want to get drunk. I'm going to do this the right way.
Well,
now, I'm not going
to
lie that I did not get bought my usual number of free drinks.
Mm.
And the way that I went about this more was I would come up to Ian every now and then, as Ian is always my home base.
Right.
And so I went to home base and he'd be like, oh, you want this? Sweet.
Right.
So I would then take pour me half of his drink. Mm-hmm. And then so I would just have half a drink. And then I would go stand next to someone who is drunker than myself, who would knock the drink out of my hand and have to go get me what I really
did
wanted.
That?
Oh, yes.
That's awesome.
Like, more than once did that happen.
That's a good move.
Okay.
This is bizarre. This is, the world has gone topsy-turvy. Up is down. Left is red.
Hamburgers eat people.
Ian is scoring free drinks and sharing them with his friend. Ian is the hookup.
So
this is awesome.
Like, normally I'm some kind of drink miser where it's like, can I sip your drink? No, fuck you, it's mine.
I'm just saying, I would bet if you guys went to the average dance club,
it would be the
opposite situation.
When we go to the average dance club, Tasha gets free drinks, has a great time, lots of people hollering at her. I get danced upon by others and have people using my head as an elbow rest.
While I do believe that I get me. You drinks when we go to normal clubs.
Sure.
But the thing is, it's the exact opposite.
It is.
So
the exact
far,
opposite,
this is
yes.
the night of Ian.
Right.
It is.
I mean,
and I think this is. It's worth moving forward a little bit and talking about the dance floor.
Yeah, let's get to the fun part.
The dance floor is exactly what it was in junior high school. Not high school, junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the girls are out on the dance... Like, girls are out on the dance floor dancing with each other. And guys are sort of standing around the dance floor in a weird U, looking at the girls dancing, kind of wanting to go, but really not wanting to go by themselves.
Yeah.
So
I would say that is true. Now, there were a few select people who decided that, you know what? I will go dance with all of these ladies. That sounds fantastic.
Right.
Yeah.
And those were the guys who would spill your fucking drink and then go get you a new one.
Right.
So like the guys, most of the guys who went onto the dance floor were super drunk where they're just like, I'm going to knock this shit over.
Or super confident in themselves.
Which, or probably, yeah.
Or they were some ladies like man candy who was there and was awkward with anyone else. So they super glued themselves to that person's hip.
That's fine.
Right.
You know what? Super drunk, super confident. I know there is a difference between those things, but I'm not quite
sure. Sometimes they're the boat. They can be both.
I'll agree with that.
But I think that sometimes it was a good sobriety test for the guys because like some guys would be out there dancing and they'd be like all of a sudden out of their depth. And they're like, I'm out of my depth. I'm going to go.
Backtrack.
You could put
backtrack.
A ruler on the dance floor and the closer you were to the core of the dancing, the drunker you were.
Pretty much. Yes, I would agree with this. And so at this point now, I'm super insecure about the length of my skirt because as I'm dancing, it keeps going up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
this is not a good activity.
Yeah,
skirt.
Like, wow, you know, someone's going to think that I'm the most single person here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to put on the Pumas that I rode my bike down here in. Because then if I take off my heels, it will take down, you know, what's going on with my skirt. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I put on my Pumas and then I realize I don't know how to dance in flats.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, oh, no, I only know how to dance in heels. I've got to look like a fucking tool. And then I'm like, you know what? You're drunk. And this is where the girls are. And those boys, well, they're not even moving. So I'm just going to stay in here.
Right.
Wait for someone to knock my drink out of my hand.
Like I did make a tour of the dance floor, but I'm like, I'm out of my depth. And so I decided to go outside, and I was talking with this girl who we'll call Betty.
Okay.
All right. Now, Betty works as a nurse in the ER.
Nurse Betty.
Right. And so what she does, like what she was talking about, she's like, I work as a nurse in the ER. I tie people down.
What?
Yes.
Like, well, that's a loaded phrase.
And
right
I was
there.
Sitting there like
literally what she said.
Right. And she was like, she would point at people and she'd be like, I would tie him down. I'd tie him down. I would tie you down. And I was like,
whoa, lots of loaded statements.
Man.
Here.
Wow. Okay.
And like, that's the thing is like all of a sudden you're
and
like,
you're like, so I noticed you have a wine ticket there.
Right. And it's the kind of thing like, and I thought about like, this could work out okay for me.
Yeah.
And but then like, I realized she was sort of falling over. Uh-huh. And so I'm like, this is too drunk.
She's not going to be tying anybody 40-year-old down.
40-year-old version style.
Yeah, this is like, this is too drunk.
Let's
she's
get
already
French toast.
Right. It's just this is a little. This is way too far. And I'm like, plus when you're like, you know, you haven't really seen someone for 10 years, and they're like, I would tie you up.
As so she's like, already tied herself down with the ropes of alcohol.
Right. Right. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So at this point, and then so this the evening's wrapping up. The dance music mix was subpar, and people are starting to leave.
Yes. Oh, it was terrible bad.
And so we adjourn across the street to a different bar.
Right.
That I did not want to go into.
Now, I'm guessing at this point, about half the crowd has sloughed off, gone home, whatever.
About maybe I'd say a good third.
At least a third.
Yeah. Third to half.
We're
the tired. People who are still staying are legit drinkers came from out of town or have houses here or family that they can stay with.
So this is... Like, the party should be improving at this
amateur
point.
Hour is over.
Well,
yeah.
It's been improving for me because I decided that there was, you know, we had had the conversation a couple of weeks ago with a few of our friends from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you make out with at the reunion?
Oh, if so-and-so shows up.
If so-and-so, no, just a question. You know, who would you make out with at the reunion? You've got to go through and you've got to do some filtering.
Yes.
Who's in a relationship?
Right.
Who's married? Who got fat? You know, down the line. And so I find one person that I had made out with in high school, and I was like, oh, that person has gotten hotter.
No, this is Bobby Fischer.
Yes, Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Fischer.
Right.
Okay. So you know, I'm pretty happy at this point because, you know, well, one, I'm drunk. I'm a little chocolate wasted.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Two, I'm still with, like, my core group of friends that are, you know, we're all good. So right. We're rolling.
So this is going well.
And then
well.
Three, I get to make some good face at, you know, Bobby Fischer. So I'm like, right. Awesome. This is a good night for me. I'm all right.
Now, I'm in the bar. I'm having a good time, too. I'm talking with a longtime friend of mine, Hawkeye Pierce.
Okay. All right.
And
what the fuck?
Now Hawkeye Pierce is he's a perfectly nice guy.
I'm glad he made it back from Korea.
He's also someone Tasha has made out with in the past.
All right.
And Bobby Fischer was also a childhood friend of mine at the same time. So as
that
much
was
as
past too. Okay.
As
both
much as it's
past.
A little, but it's a little bit weird. But yeah. I'm like, all right. So it's just, you know, it's what happens when you grow up. All right.
Sure.
And so this is probably where we need some judgment from you.
Oh, okay.
We need you to make a determination.
Let me put on my judgment.
Okay,
hat.
All right. So if you're going to be the judge of this, then we've got to remember two things. One, Ian is a boy and Ian takes better care of me than, you know, I do of him.
Right.
Because he's a boy.
Fair.
And two, we also have to remember that when Tasha gets chocolate wasted, she kicks it up 10 notches.
Okay.
So those are back things.
All right. So that's part of the backstory, but I'm going to present my case as the prosecution.
Go ahead.
All right. Now, what I'm looking for, what I'm charging her with is she owes me one wingman chip.
All right.
So this is what I would want if you think my case is right.
So you're going to explain to me why you were a wingman.
Right. Well, no, why she owes me a wingman chip. Like, for
because
example, normally you get a wingman chip if you help somebody out. Right. I'm arguing that she sabotaged me.
Oh, okay.
That she now owes me some help because she kind of got...
Not because he helped me, but because I inadvertently sabotaged
him. So you're saying she's one in the hole.
She's one in the... Yeah. Well,
all right, go on.
Right.
Explain yourself.
I will say that she's two in the hole, but that's a different... Like, the other one's a different story.
All right, you cannot claim past reference.
We're focusing on one thing for right now. All right. So basically, what's going on is we leave this first bar to go to a bar next door.
Uh-huh.
All right. These bars are connected and they share a bathroom.
Fine.
All right. So we go to this bar next door, and Tasha says, "I'm gonna go to the bathroom."
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I needed to get changed because I couldn't ride my bike home in my short-ass skirt.
Fair enough. And so I think, all right, she's going to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
All right. She's gone for a long time.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh, shit. You know, like, not like I'm like, something is not right. Like, something is not kosher. She went to the bathroom. She's been gone a while. So you're like, maybe she's sick. Maybe something's, you know, going on. Like, so you're like, this is not right. Let's check this out.
Tell us what you did, not what one would do.
No, what I did is I thought, okay, I was going to go look through.
Yeah.
But then I realized, okay, you know what? She pulled what's known as the Irish exit.
Uh-huh.
All right? Now, an Irish exit is where you just get up and you leave without telling anybody.
Okay.
You just sort of peace out. Usually, this is called the Irish exit because you do this when you're really, really drunk.
So you're thinking she got up, said, I'm going to the bathroom, and already knew she was not coming back.
Right. Like, she just bolted.
All right.
And it's the Irish exit by the fact that she doesn't tell anybody that she's bolting.
Well, tell us what happened.
I go to find her at the bar next door, making out with the dude, and I'm like, all right.
Oh. Whoa. Did not make out with the dude
You were hanging out with the dude. Okay.
Everyone, order. Order in this court.
All right. Okay.
So you're saying you were in bar B.
Right.
She said she was going to go to the bathroom in bar B.
Right.
And then you decided to take a walkabout, and there she is in bar A, where this had all began with Bobby Fischer.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I'll recant and say that she wasn't making out, but she was macking a little bit, all right?
She was clearly there
for a reason. Now, the thing was, my walkabout was not, I'm just going to take a walkabout. My walkabout is, I'm going to check up on my friends.
I need to get to the part where this somehow...
Well, this is the thing.
Cock-blocked you in some way.
Well, I was getting my game on in bar B, but I decide to interrupt getting my game on to go like check because I think, all right, I'll just check, make sure, and then come back.
All right.
But instead, I have to be like, oh, Jesus, I got left behind. So I had to go do walkabout, go look around. This did interfere with my game. So this is point one.
Uh-huh.
She pulled an Irish exit, which is a dick move.
Okay.
All right. And so this starts, but it starts a pattern of dick moves.
Do I get to now, can no, I defense no, is, on point one, or are you doing all 3 points?
Let me
just
do, point all two. Three. There's, only, yeah. there's only two okay. points on this one. There's only 2 points in this case. But two okay. points, is, now, we're the second comes as we're leaving the bar, mm-hmm. all right? As much as we're both chocolate wasted, I realize, like, when I want to leave, I'm, you know, focused.
You're ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Let's just go.
I can get forward momentum.
All right.
I know that's not true with Tasha.
Right.
All right. And so I say, Tasha, when you want to leave, you come get me. Okay. All right. You're going to be in charge of this.
You determine the leave time.
You determine.
You're just going right. to hang until it's time. She decides it's time to leave.
Right.
Okay.
And so I'm, you know, I'm macking on this girl. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to her. I've been talking
Minnie
to
Mouse.
Her a lot of the night. Right. Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse.
Okay.
Is this a new character?
Right.
Okay.
But
I can't
she's,
keep these
she's mostly
fucking...
relevant just for this case. I've been all talking right. to her all night. I was interrupted with her once, but going on walkabout.
Right.
And so Tasha decides to tap me on the shoulder while I'm talking to Minnie Mouse and say, all right, it's time to go.
Okay.
And I'm like, it's all right. Fair enough. I'm right. like, okay, you know what? I had my, you know, I had my shot. Didn't work out.
Yeah.
And then this is the second dick move. She goes to Bobby Fischer, all right? She decides to have a little bit more FaceTime with Bobby Fischer
oh.
while I'm standing around waiting to go. Now, so she pulled me away from my situation in thinking we're going to go and then continued hers so I would have to either watch her make out. And I'm like, okay, come on. You told me we were going, so now let's go. And what she does is she hands me the bag so we can unlock our bicycles. So I have to go unlock bicycles and go back, and I am pissed.
Okay.
I am livid pissed. So I feel that point B is solid.
That's a pretty strong point.
I feel like point A, if point A I concede main is not as strong as point
yeah.
B, but I feel like yeah. if you believe that this constitutes enough, and I won't say this is a deliberate cock block. She didn't do this on
no,
purpose.
No.
But I believe she ran sufficient interference that she messed up my game, and as such, she owes me a wingman chip.
Okay, go ahead.
That got passionate. Okay.
Okay.
You know, and I do. I understand. Need to be
took
say that he.
Yeah, I feel like that one.
He took his headphones off. Is now doing the I'm so awesome. Fuck you.
That was just
dance.
Like when right. Dave Chappelle leaves the stage and he
yeah.
just drops the microphone on the floor.
You might as well just yell sexual chocolate and walk off the yeah. stage.
I feel
okay.
pretty good about
okay.
my case right now.
So
right,
anyway, as to point one, it's
right.
true. You do not have a sufficient, you know, holding on point one. So the reason for this is that I say, you know, I said to you, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to get changed. Okay. Now, mm-hmm. as you were describing, these two bars share a bathroom. If I was not in bar B, of course I would be in bar A, because I had been making face at Bobby Fischer the entire fucking night.
Right.
So pretty
right.
much if I'm not with you, then I'm with Bobby Fischer. And mm-hmm. you are an intelligent person. So then you would know that Tasha's not going to pull an Irish exit. She's in bar A with Bobby Fischer.
Right.
Because okay. she's not with me. So right. obviously, as a smart person, you would know that. And two,
all right.
Yeah, you
know,
you go ahead.
You're too smart for that. Two, as to point one, is that our bikes were tied together.
Right.
Where in the hell was I going to go if our bikes are tied together? Because something you must recognize about me is that I have a pretty solid love for my bike.
Okay.
That bike mm-hmm. is fantastic, and I would rather put that bike into someone's fucking trunk or ride it home or wherever I'm at, that bike is going.
So if it
and
was the bike
that,
or Bobby Fischer, you would take the bike 100 times over. 10.
10 times over.
Okay.
Yeah.
10
times
a
over.
Lot.
100 is a lot.
But
Bobby 10. Fischer comes with abs.
Okay.
You know, but still. So
you're going to throw away Bobby Fischer before you throw away the bike.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So, you know, in that sense, yes, I went on a bit of a walkabout.
Right.
But you were smart enough to know where I be at.
All right.
All right.
Let's
but
talk
I,
about.
I,
so,
I have an actual addition thing, but we can let her finish her case.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's please.
So, as right. to point two,
I'll let you do your closing remarks.
As to point two, yes, I am a fucking dick. I didn't even realize that you were talking to Minnie Mouse when I went up to you, because I'm not going to lie. If you held open a yearbook to me right now, I still would not know who that girl is.
All
right. So, I didn't know that you were talking to Minnie Mouse when I said, hey, let's get our go on. But we've got to remember that there were other players who came into the attempt to leave.
Yeah,
because right. it must be noted that Nick Jowen, who listens to this program.
Okay.
Was drunk off his fucking ass.
Wait, fake Nick Jowen.
No, real Nick Jowen.
Listens to this program?
Nick Jowen listens to this program.
All right.
Fuck, I did it again!
You did it again! It's not Nick Jowen!
Oh my god!
It's actually
it's
a man
Mike
named-
Welsh! Oh. Mike Welsh listens to that. Ooh, he's going like, to be real pissed.
But this comes after. Let's finish our case
yes.
first.
So
no.
So Mike
Before
Welsh.
Before we go any further. Hate Nick Jowen. Love Mike Welch.
Okay. I'll give you this one. So I'm pretty sure that that Mike Welch now hates me for thinking that he is Nick Jowen.
Pretty
like,
fair.
Like every time. All right. But it's just a name. I know him. I had a huge crush on Mike Welch in high school.
It's
and
okay.
I told
they're
him
both,
this.
They're both tall blondes.
Yes, exactly. They're both tall white people who have dusty, blonde hair.
Okay.
Right.
And so anyway, so I told Mike Welch that I had a pretty fatty crush on him senior year.
Okay.
And
so you mistook his name, but you knew who
but
he
I
was.
But I knew he was. And right. so Mike Welch, in his chocolate wastedness, decided that this would be a really good time. And Mike Welch shamed the devil and tell the truth that this shit happened. So he starts coming up to me like, hey, you had a crush on me in high school. And I feel like that means this is a legitimate reason for us to make out now.
Uh-huh.
And so Mike Welch is kind of coming in and hurting my game with Bobby Fischer just a little bit.
Sure.
And Bobby Fischer previously in the night has even commented on how Mike Welch is, he's getting a little close to my face.
He's horning in on
He's
on
horning in. Okay.
Yes, he's honing in. And so, when I tell Ian that we're ready to go, Mike Welch comes out of the woodwork to, start hollering. And then I see Bobby Fischer and he realizes that, oh shit, she was lying. She wasn't lying. She is actually leaving. Let me say hi. And then his best friend, who I will the shorter guy who, got a little bigger, but is still pretty cool.
Right. Some guy.
Okay. Yes, some guy.
He
gets mad. He gets mad that I'm leaving Bobby Fischer and that I'm going home with Ian. And he's like, how can you do that to Bobby Fischer? You're a bad person. And so now I feel like I have to talk to him and be like, whoa, man, whoa, right. I'm not a bad person. And then Ian, in his pissed offness, throws this down and gives it point A, B, and had another one, C.
Right.
As to why my ass is leaving and it's not going to be with Bobby Fischer.
Okay.
Right. But basically, if we're going to go with the case, all right?
The case is that I shouldn't have to give him a wingman chip because he basically called out Bobby Fischer for being a future regret of mine to Bobby Fischer's best friend.
Okay.
He's like, you will regret this in the morning. Ma-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. We're out.
Right.
I can concede that I did say that. Because I believed, and still do believe, by the way, that you would, what would happen, what I thought was the likely course, and there's a pattern for this, all right, is you would make out with the guy, right? You would feel awkward about it the next day, and then you would try and distance yourself from him.
Now wait.
And that's
why
that's a
I don't know why
pattern.
We're speculating
but,
on this.
But this is just, that's
she's
my-
She's sitting right here.
But this is-
You could just ask her- Would
well,
you,
okay, it is a common pattern.
In the sober day of light.
Right.
In the sober day of light, I generally am like, oh shit, I made out with that person. I'm just never going to talk to them again.
Exactly what I said would happen.
But Bobby Fischer, I have made out with previously in the past. And for anyone listening to this who knew us in high school, I did not sleep with Bobby Fischer.
Fair. A fair point, but... All
right.
I'm going to conclude my case
you
here.
Make, right. Yeah, you've got like 1 minute.
All right, here's
and
my
then I'm going to make my judgment.
Here's my closing statement. My first point is this. She, on point two, has conceded that she pulled the dick move. Therefore, by debate rules, that point flows through and I win on that point.
That's not how this works.
But fair enough.
Yeah, you leave it up to the judge.
But
yeah.
I will decide
Take it
what
down
the
a
rules
notch.
But
are.
Fair enough, but I feel like I have a strong case on point two, all right, that I feel was not sufficiently... debunked.
Now,
there might be extenuating circumstances, but this, and I have my, this is final for point one, all right?
All right, hurry up.
Jesus, I can't believe you're letting,
final
you're
for point one,
another.
Before, like, this is the thing, after, when, before we left, I described that we were talking about those chocolate wasted term, and I introduced the term to her, Irish exit. And
it's not an Irish exit if you knew where I went.
All right,
you knew where I
out
went.
Of hand.
No, her
words. Let him judge.
Her words, Irish exit, dick move.
All right.
So if all right, you believe the Irish exit, I win.
I will decide who wins.
Peter, let's hear
All right.
Here's my thoughts. Number one, point one, Irish exit or no, I declare is a non-issue. And here's why.
Okay.
If I were at said reunion and I had to take a dump,
uh-huh.
I would say I was going to the bathroom, not that I was going to take a dump. The point being, I'm going to be gone for a little bit. Uh-huh. Don't be surprised. I'm excusing myself from the room.
Okay.
As it was a lot more boring in that bar.
Now, the options were to either excuse yourself from the room or to just be like, I'm going back for Bobby Fischer. Now, you could have just said that, but you didn't, and that's okay. Discretion, the better part of valor. Now,
right.
I think that you going after her was the right thing to do. I don't want to discourage that behavior. You were being a good look out for your female friend guy.
Right.
And that's what you have to do. Because mm-hmm. you don't, you know, you're like, I'll go find out because maybe she's passed out in the bathroom. Who knows?
Right.
Maybe she puked. Maybe something crazy happened. You did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't think Tasha did the wrong thing by going back for Bobby Fischer.
So I guess to make this on a quantitative way, she's a zero and I would be like a plus one. Not in points, but just like I did the good thing and she did the normal thing.
Well, I'm throwing out part one except for the fact that it's relevant in that you were trying to get with Minnie Mouse.
Uh-huh.
And you interrupted it to go help her out.
Right.
And then went back to Minnie Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part two, where you come in and say, hey, let's go. And you nicely get up and go.
Right.
And then you go, well, now I've got to say my final goodbyes. Okay. Ian, you did not specify that you kind of, I think, left some evidence off the table. The part where you say to the friend, like, this is a horrible idea. This is a mistake.
He didn't say anything. I didn't even know that he was interested in Minnie Mouse.
But
didn't even know.
No, that's not relevant.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the part where you tell the friend this is a bad idea.
Right.
So you left that off the table.
Okay.
However, going up to him and getting him ready to go can be excused by being drunk, but that doesn't mean it doesn't count.
True.
So, drunk events still count, and I think, therefore, you do owe him a wingman chip.
Yeah, I think it's a fair ruling. I mean,
I'll agree with this, Ian. Yeah. I owe you some help.
However,
I will come to your town, and I will pick up a lady.
However,
okay.
With that wingman chip comes, you owe him a wingman chip. However, the controversy over this event needs to be put to bed in exchange for that wingman chip. In other words, no more speculating on that would have been regretful.
Okay.
No more anger about, hey, you fucked up the Bobby Fischer thing. It's got to be put to bed.
Oh, he didn't. He didn't fuck up the Bobby Fischer thing.
Yeah.
So that's got to be put to bed. This is 100% settled.
So
is
this
my
is, you're saying like I there's like no this. It's beyond even. Appeal. It's beyond everything. We're not even. You owe me the chip.
There's the one wingman
fine.
Chip.
Here, I'll draw it on this picture.
We're gonna have a physical, actual wingman chip.
It says you are awesome. There's your chip. Now I'd like for you to tear that up in accordance to our ruling. So now
no, you owe me the chip. You still owe me the chip.
No, he said we're settled.
No, you.
Oh, the controversy.
Controversy is settled.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
The conflict is over.
The conflict is
it can't be used as precedent in a future case, is what you're saying.
There's no.
Okay,
this is
like
completely
this.
Settled.
Right.
Yeah, you can't bring this one up again, Ian.
But I have the chip, and the chip is like I have the chip. That's it.
Okay.
Like, the chip exists,
so and the chip cannot be exchanged for bringing up controversy again.
No,
it is a chip. On its own, it's its own thing. It's its own reward.
I so feel like, as defined, a wingman chip means that she... Let's just define what this is. The wingman chip does not mean she has to find me a girl. It does mean she has to help me find girls on a given night.
And I will say, Ian, that remember the first time that you ever hooked up with your ex-girlfriend in Arizona was basically because I was there and was paying you attention.
Right.
And she realized, oh shit, Ian has friends who are hot and cool. I had best hop on this pole.
I need to step up my game immediately.
Right.
And she did.
That Excellent. Would be a good example of like using the wingman.
I feel comfortable that you guys together will be able to determine wingsmanship in the moment.
So now,
but
because Ian... We are running out of time.
That's
so there is something else that
minutes.
I would like to bring up.
Okay.
So first off, to end our night, we had to ride our bikes back home.
Now what time
we
is it?
Are it is like a four. Solid two okay. something because the bars wasted. Have shut down and then we were and so I had called Mike Welsh, Nick Jowett, and he looked at me with a sad face and then ran off into the distance.
He was done.
And I attempted to bike after him and apologize, but obviously
he literally ran into the distance.
He ran away. Okay. He ran away.
You're right.
Wow.
But obviously, as I have called him by the wrong name about 17 times, that
there's some confusion here somehow.
Pattern. So anyway, that happened. We had to ride our bikes home. I made Ian stop halfway because I was too drunk and tired to make it the entire distance.
Right.
So we had to pause for a moment, had to take a breather.
Wait, you got to go back to this story of where you tried to find Mike Welch as he was running away. You looked into this car that was parked nearby. Right?
No, it was his. I swear he had gotten into this car and they were picking him up. Okay. And so I yell into the car, "I'm sorry, Mike Welsh, for calling you Nick Jow and I'm a dick." And then I rode off.
It looked
and
like he wasn't even in
Ian
the car.
Ian doesn't think that it was the right car. Ian thinks that I yelled this
just
into
yelled
a
into
random
a car.
Car.
I'm sorry for thinking you were Nick Jow and
so,
I'm a dick.
Yes, I'm a dick. So that right. happened. But this morning, Ian and I have plans to meet EZ. And in his wife and their new baby for brunch.
Right.
So we decide we're going to get up at, 9 o'clock and we're going to ride our bikes there this morning.
Right.
And the one thing that I have to say with the 3 minutes left is that I made a comment extremely loud in the entire restaurant that pretty much the entire restaurant had to turn around and be like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, this
so,
is good.
Ian was complaining about how I inadvertently wrecked his game.
Right,
and I'm
right.
like, look, Ian, you won the most eligible bachelor award. I'm trying to keep my options open for the future, so I'm going to need you to stay single.
Okay.
And the entire restaurant turns around like, whoo, that's
like,
a dick.
Whoa.
Like, there was all of a sudden, like, people were going, whoa.
Yeah, but it's true. So, for our listeners, Ian and I are each other's backup plan.
Okay.
Right.
So in like something in the next 10 or 20 years.
Five.
Seriously? Is that all we
that's
got?
That's the deal.
Fuck. So that's not enough
years.
Time.
Anyway.
We've had this conversation. So in 5 to 20 years, we have to marry each other if we can't find people or eHarmony or Plenty O' Fish can't find them for us.
Okay.
Yes. And so, now that Ian
now
has
it seems
won
like
this
you're very emphatically enforcing
award.
This backup plan.
Ian is enforcing the time. Uh-huh. I'm just making sure that he stays single for the duration.
Basically,
of
like
that
I'm
time.
Enforcing the time because she keeps continually sabotaging my love life. So this way this means that like this sabotage will end at some point.
But we
I feel
did
like
have
you're
a
having,
conversation.
You're doing a two-prong attack on being a spinster, which is trying to find someone, but also aggressively making sure
that I remain a spinster as well.
So something that helps this whole situation out is that, we were talking about how adorable EZ and Ryan's new baby is, because literally that's a good looking kid, right?
Right. He's a little overweight for my liking.
It's a 9-month-old. And so Ian and I had to have a conversation about what our children would be like, because he decided that we were actually going to have to consummate this relationship. I said we wouldn't have to. We just had to lie about it. But all anyway, right. whatever. So we had to talk about what our children would be like. And he would be like, oh, they'd be super smart, And I'm like, fuck no, smart's okay, but that kid needs to be athletic, get in the X Games, make $1 million, breaking your own bones. Oh, and he's like, no, how about we have Indiana Jones, super smart, but uses physical to get to the smart. And I'm like, that's perfectly fine.
Right, yeah. I would be like the Sean Connery thing where he would come to school like, Dad, I had a problem. Would you explain it, son, in Latin?
Yes. So now Ian is coming up with Sean Connery references for the future children.
You're taking
that we
your
could
parenting decisions from him.
Yes.
Which is pretty much lie constantly, disappear.
Yep.
And then come
make
back.
Make the kid feel bad about yourself and then say, okay, son, I am proud of you.
You know who actually did that? Our father.
Confirm the existence of Jesus together, fight the Nazis. Everything is great.
Wonderful.
All right. Yes.
Well, wow. I think we have a bit of a hard out, so I think
that was a good ending,
go.
Now.
Yeah,
so it sounds like this to me.
All right.
It sounds like you guys went to the reunion.
Yes.
Ian was the most eligible bachelor and bought several drinks.
No, I had several drinks bought for
had
me.
Several, sorry, yeah.
Right.
Did you get to make out with Bobby Fischer?
I did make out with Bobby Fischer.
I would say you guys had a very successful reunion.
I
personally
agree.
I mean, it sounds pretty awesome to me.
It was
the way that I feel right now being hungover, not as awesome, but I'm willing to deal with that for the stories that we will continue to remember.
I would say it went much better than it could have.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys probably came out better than 90% of the people there who either went home with their dumb spouses or nobody.
Well, one guy went home, in quotation marks, losing a shoe, a wallet,
his jacket,
and his phone on someone's front lawn. So,
although we're doing better than that guy.
Sounds like he had sort of an awesome night in his own fashion.
If he can remember any of it.
Well, thanks for stopping by again, you guys.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Have a fun airport trip, Ian.
I will.
I suppose we'll see you in the future. That's Tasha, so. Drive safely.
Thank you.
I'll see you guys soon.
Thanks. Unpredictable, but in the end, it's right.